We begin in Afghanistan this hour, where tomorrow a grand assembly of elders will be convening what's called a Loya Jirga. Political and tribal leaders from across the country will meet to discuss a deal that would allow some U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan well after the NATO mission ends in 2014. NPR's Sean Carberry joins us from Kabul to discuss. Sean, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, first, bring us up to speed on what exactly we know about this bilateral security agreement and what it covers.
The agreement will start in, it'll go into effect in January of 2015 after the NATO mission ends next year, and it will cover U.S. troops staying in Afghanistan after that point, and for two primary missions. One is the continued training of Afghan security forces, and the other is for limited counterterrorism operations against remnants of al-Qaeda that are still in Afghanistan. This agreement would allow for somewhere on the order of 6,000 to 9,000 U.S. troops to stay in the country, and it appears to be fairly open-ended. It's not clear how long troops would stay, but it's expected that troops would stay for years for these two missions.
And you say 6,000 to 9,000 troops would stay on. How many are there right now?
Roughly speaking, there are a little over 50,000 U.S. troops that are still here, and that'll drop down to 34,000 by February of next year.
So this agreement, there was a bit of controversy just in the last couple of days. Secretary of State Kerry had to get involved. Tell us about that.
Originally, Kerry came to Afghanistan about a month ago, and they hammered out an agreement, and it looked like it was pretty much done. But since then, there have been a few clauses that have come up for debate since then. The latest thing over the last few days has been the issue of whether or not U.S. troops would be allowed to enter into Afghan houses. And President Karzai had said, under no circumstances will any U.S. troops ever be allowed into an Afghan home. The U.S. wanted an exception in extraordinary cases where U.S. troops were in imminent risk. So they went back and forth about this. There was a moment that it looked like they might not agree. Last night, they seemed to come to a deal allowing for this exception that the U.S. wanted. But in exchange for that, President Karzai asked for a letter of guarantee from President Obama saying they wouldn't abuse this privilege. And also, they wanted language in this letter saying that the U.S. admits that it had made mistakes in the past during the war here, that these mistakes caused pain and suffering for the Afghan people, and those mistakes would not be repeated again. The U.S. doesn't agree to the language going as far as President Karzai wants, and we're waiting to see what they're going to come up with to satisfy that.
And the next step, it appears, involves what's called a Loya Jirga being convened to debate and approve the agreement. That begins tomorrow. Explain what that is and what the role of the Loya Jirga is in the process.
So a Loya Jirga is a traditional Afghan gathering, and it can be used for small or large-scale events. They had one in 2002 to debate the new constitution. It's a gathering of tribal elders, elites, members of parliament, religious figures. They come together, debate an issue, and then in this case, they are tasked with giving a recommendation to President Karzai whether or not to accept the deal or possibly whether or not they recommend changes to the deal with the U.S.
And Karzai called for the Jirga. Was this just about getting more broad popular support on the side of whatever agreement is reached?
Well, there are various theories about why he called for it. He said this is something that has to be decided by the Afghan people. And so he's framed it that way. But a lot of people have said that this is really about giving him political cover so that in the future, after he's out of office, if there's an incident that happens that U.S. troops kill civilians or something of that nature, he can say, look, this had the blessing of the Afghan people. This was not my decision. And in fact, even a number of the commissioners for the Jirga itself have said that they don't believe this Jirga is actually necessary, that it's a formality, but they're going along with it because they've been asked to do it.
So there's not a lot of concern then that the Jirga could kill the deal?
There's slight concern. The feeling is, and people have said, that the participants have been selected intentionally, that the commissioners, many of the important people involved in the Jirga, are loyal to Karzai. The expectation is that it will be essentially stacked to deliver a favorable result. But there's still one other issue that's going to be debated, and that's the legal jurisdiction for U.S. troops, whether or not U.S. troops in Afghanistan are under U.S. or Afghan law. And if, by chance, the Jirga says they want troops under Afghan law, that will kill the deal. The U.S. will not go forward at that point. It's unclear how likely that is, but it is a possibility that could happen and end up killing the whole deal.
But if the Jirga does approve the deal, Sean, what happens next? Is that it, or does it have to be approved further?
Parliament ultimately has to sign off on the BSA and the question of jurisdiction. But again, if the Jirga decides against it, then Karzai will be in a position that he really can't put it before Parliament. But the end of this will be when Parliament signs off and Karzai at that point ratifies the deal with the U.S.
We'll be watching what happens in Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry in Kabul. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.